We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in
Flyer News, fatal storm blasts the Philippines. At least 27 people lost their lives and 28 were still missing as tropical storm Noctan, or Juangning, pummeled northeastern Philippines with rain, floods and landslides. Even before it made landfall on Wednesday, July the 27th, thousands were left without electricity in the capital, Manila, and surrounding areas as schools were closed and domestic flights, as well as ferry operations, were cancelled. Among the hardest hit were Quezon, Camarines, Sur and Albay provinces, with the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council stating that more than 645,000 people had been affected. Governor Joey Salceda of Albay Province reported that entire villages had been isolated as waist-deep waters inundated the homes of 500,000 people, or nearly 50% of the province's population.
Expressing her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with regional governments to see if assistance is needed, and to also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. She added that funds are available for urgent necessities.
We appreciate the efforts of the officials and personnel working to help the storm afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. Our prayers for the protection of the affected Philippine people and that such weather extremities are calmed as humanity's eco-caring ways help stabilize the environment.
Flooding disturbs Myanmar, also known as Burma. Record-level monsoons over the past week have affected tens of thousands of people as major flooding hit western, eastern, and southern regions of the country. A first time ever, 29.1 inches or 73.9 centimeters fell in Rakhine State's Tongup town over a single 24-hour period, with waters so high that navigation in many areas could only be achieved by boat. Displaced families, especially in Kain and Rakhine states, as well as Bago region, have sought shelter at monasteries and community buildings on higher grounds, with local volunteers providing food packages. Tens of thousands of acres of farmland have also been inundated by the record amounts of rain, causing a second loss of crops this year, with many farmers who cannot afford a third batch of seedlings.
Upon hearing of the storm-stricken residents, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if aid is required, saying that if it is not possible for our association members to go there and help, emergency funds are available to send to a humanitarian agency already working in the area.
We are thankful for the generosity of the local people in providing for fellow residents in need, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted concern. May Buddha grace the Burmese people a soon restoration of their productive regular lives, as our greater consideration for the environment helps ease destructive conditions such as these.
Earthquakes hit Italy, Turkey, Philippines, Russia, and Mexico. In northern Italy on Monday, July the 25th, a 4.8 magnitude quake, striking 21 kilometers northwest of Turin, was also felt in neighboring Monaco and Switzerland, and as far away as the French Alps. That evening in western Turkey, a 4.9 magnitude tremor shook the earth 97 kilometers southwest of Istanbul,
and early the next day, the Philippines, Luzon Island, was rocked by a magnitude 5.9 quake in Zambales province, 24 kilometers northwest of Olongapo. Following several aftershocks that struck soon after, the nation was then shaken by a new 5.1 magnitude tremor on the eastern island of Mindanao Tuesday afternoon, 104 kilometers southeast of Hinatuan in Surigao del Sur province. Also on Tuesday in Russia's far east, quakes measuring 5.4 and 5.8 on the Richter scale struck off the coast of Kamchatka Peninsula, while a 5.9 magnitude quake hit the same day off the northern coast of Mexico near Los Mochis in Sinaloa state. There were fortunately no immediate reports of any major damage or casualties following any of the tremors.
We thank heaven for the well-being of those in the quake-shaken regions, as we pray that such disturbing events may soon be a thing of the past, as humanity's gentler ways help restore our planetary balance as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. In countries that include Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Syria, United States, and Yemen, people continue to stand in solidarity as they demand improved living conditions, equal access to government services, and other political and social reforms.
United States Congressman Luis Guterres joined 10 others in front of the White House in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., on Tuesday, July the 26th, to protest the deportation of undocumented immigrants while calling for President Barack Obama to take a more proactive stance in immigration reform.
Democratic Republic of Congo. Monsters and critics reported on July 25th that over 100 residents fled across the border to Uganda to escape violence between Congolese and Rwandan troops clashing with armed groups in the region.
Egypt. 15 groups have submitted proposed changes to the nation's constitution that would guarantee equal rights for women in education and work, as well as require female representation in parliament and local political offices.
Saudi Arabia. 14 female U.S. senators sent a letter to King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz asking that he live up to his country's commitments to the UN Human Rights Council and the Arab Charter on Human Rights by permitting women to drive.
Yemen. Visiting UN envoy Jamal bin Omar, who has been seeking to help ease the current political crisis between the government and activists, stated that although conditions specified by both sides could hinder reconciliation, hope still remains as his discussions with each group continues.
Syria. Agence France-Presse reports that activists comprising the Syrian Revolution Coordinators Union are meeting Wednesday in Turkey in a first-ever gathering to coordinate efforts among groups toward their pro-democracy goals.
Libya. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's special envoy Abdul Elah al-Khatib met with Libyan Prime Minister Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi in Tripoli Tuesday to urge a political resolution for the months-long conflict that would also meet the legitimate demands of the Libyan people.
In sadness for the loss of precious lives, as well as those injured and oppressed, we pray for all conflicts to end and that citizens in every nation may choose to coexist in harmony and dignified freedom in a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever. And that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests from their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore.
còn nhỏ lắm. Tôi muốn sống thơ ngây. Tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thét. Nhất là vào dịp Tết, tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghi. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm, sống chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tiếng canh đông đến dài làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi anh, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Hôm qua đàn dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lãnh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dẫm ba người chết thình lình. Không mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao lòng.
Let peace be here now.
Save Our Planet. As reported on July the 24th, 2011, a study by international scientists has found that global warming in the Arctic is now releasing harmful chemicals such as the banned pesticide DDT, as well as lindane and chlordane, with concerns for their effect to both marine life and humans.
Save Our Planet. Sri Lankan Buddhist monk and parliamentarian Ven Aturaliya Ratana led a peaceful protest on July 21st, 2011 to raise awareness about the dangers of arsenic pesticides, whose contamination in waterways has resulted in some 20,000 hospitalizations for suspected pesticide poisoning.
Save Our Planet. Funded by the European Commission, a three-year resettlement plan is launched in the Solomon Islands to move residents living in areas most vulnerable to climate change effects, such as rising sea levels, coastal erosion, storm surges, and water contamination, to the safety of higher land.
Save Our Planet. Asked about the upcoming South Africa summit in a BBC interview on July 25, 2011, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chair Dr. Rajendra Pachauri reiterates the need for urgent action to halt the impact of known effects such as prolonged droughts, water shortages, and other extreme conditions that are increasingly jeopardizing human health and even survival.
How are you, friends? I'm Una the Greenacoochie, and this is my caring wife, Lua.
Hi there. We are blissfully enjoying our vegan lifestyle.
Today's tip is to support well-being.
The American Dietetic Association has stated that plant-based diets are helpful for people of all ages, including teenagers.
researchers have found that teens following an animal-free diet consume more fruit, vegetables, and fiber compared to others of the same age.
It also helps form good eating habits for later years.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now their weather around the globe.
Education News, the Venezuelan Indigenous University is to become a part of the nation's higher education system. Established 7 years ago, the university offers a curriculum that includes ancient knowledge along with modern law and technology. Attended by about 100 students from 44 various indigenous peoples, it strives to create leaders who can protect the treasured forests and rivers. Students and teachers are also working to preserve the wisdom of elders by putting it into writing. Our heartfelt wishes all teachers and students at the Indigenous University. May you meet with much success in conserving your beautiful land and the sacred wisdom of your time-honored cultures.
In animal welfare news, hawksbill turtles get a new chance at life. The Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Project, DTRP, of the United Arab Emirates returned 101 of the critically endangered hawksbill turtles to the wild. Over 100 children took part in the release of the precious animals into their natural habitat in the Persian Gulf from the beach of Madinat Jumeirah. Since 2004, DTRP has set more than 500 sea turtles into waters adjacent to Dubai. Bravo Dubai Turtle Rehabilitation Project and Young Assistants for your caring efforts to safeguard the hawksbill turtles. May all our loving animal co-inhabitants be treated respectfully and tenderly for long, happy lives. Coming up, the planting of seedlings provides outdoor activity and social interaction for elderly Japanese citizens. We'll visit the garden and thank God for giving us this nurturing planet. More laudable news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for an exceptional world. In community news, elderly Japanese citizens have an opportunity for social interaction through gardening activities. The Association for Aid and Relief Japan organized a planting of tomato and cucumber seedlings for seniors who are staying in temporary shelters in Rukuzen Takata City, Iwate Prefecture, after the devastating March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. 30 individuals took part in the activity on the land surrounding Hirota Elementary School, where their housing complex is situated. With daily care of the plants, it is envisioned the resident will be able to enjoy activity in the outdoors and interaction with others. Many thanks to the Association for Aid and Relief Japan for your thoughtful program. May it bring delicious produce and much happiness to the kind participants.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Shanghaiese, a language spoken in China, entitled honey.
老公讲，亲爱的，我邀请了一位朋友来屋里向吃夜饭。老婆讲，啥嘛？屋里向一团乱，所有碗筷筷子侪没打，人家我不会烧菜。老公笑了讲，搿眼我侪晓得。老婆讲，搿侬为啥还要邀请侬的朋友呢？老公笑了讲，因为伊想要结婚呀。
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Dr. T. Colin Campbell's The China Study, Reducing Risk of Disease Through a Vegan Diet on Healthy Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks for the program. I am reading The China Study and can't put it down. It's a fascinating book. Emily from Japan.
I have not eaten eggs, milk, fish or meat for over 25 years and I am fine.Also, I am 41 and look 10 years or maybe more younger. I don't think this is a coincidence. Paul from the United Kingdom.
I went vegan and have cut food bills significantly, especially now when meat prices are so high. Saving money and saving my health. Pretty neat. Dan from the United States.
Forward thinking Emily, Paul and Dan, thank you so much for sharing your positive experiences.Dr. T. Colin Campbell's meticulous research demonstrates without a doubt that the plant-based diet is an excellent way to maintain and restore our precious health. May heaven's blessings be with you and all the earth-loving people of Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on all 40 minutes.
May our cherished planet be graced with peace among all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting between Mayor Han Zhong of Shanghai, China, and Taipei City's Mayor Hao Longpin of Formosa, or Taiwan, the two speak of future goals for their cities as they sign agreements to enhance cooperation in the areas of education, travel, and medicine.
In a proud victory for his Australian homeland, mountain bike champion Cadel Evans wins the prestigious Tour de France as the first ever Australian to do so, an achievement he also credited to his late coach, Aldo Sassi, who he said never stopped believing in him.
The Iraqi State Board of Antiquities and Heritage, together with the U.S.-based Getty Conservation Institute and the World Monuments Fund, are developing the online Middle Eastern Geo Database for Heritage Tool to help protect and preserve the nation's archaeological treasures.
In their ninth bilateral vice-ministerial defense dialogue held in Tokyo, Japan, representatives Ma Xiaotian of China and Kimito Nakai of Japan acknowledged the valued friendship between their countries as they agreed to further cooperation toward a mutual goal of regional stability and peace.
The New York City Public Library in the USA announces the forgiveness of late fees for more than 143,000 children as a way to invite them to once again be able to freely check out books and enhance their lives through reading.
Scientists at the large Hadron Collider Lab in Switzerland launch an 18-month data search that they say may prove the existence of the Higgs boson, sometimes referred to as the God particle,which could explain how certain atomic elements come to have mass.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.